Over the last 10 years, more than 2,100 people across the province have looked to the Eating Disorder Support Network of Alberta for help. Founded in 2014 by a mother whose daughter developed an eating disorder, the network provides support, connection, and hope to adults living with an eating disorder and their caregivers. According to the network, eating disorders are the second deadliest mental illness behind opioid overdose. Laura James, Director of Outreach and Awareness, said the network saw a huge spike in clients during the pandemic, and that clients often say the network makes them feel less alone. It's being able to connect with others going through the same thing, just that ability to feel understood. It kind of takes away that shame and stigma, and they can be open in their discussions and concerns around eating, James said. She said the network wants to continue to evolve and fill in the gaps for marginalized groups looking to access care where they feel reflected and safe. Related. 1 in 4 adolescents have been cyberbullied, StatCan says. Central Albertans can access the network's range of online support groups for people with eating disorders, including binge eating disorders, support for women over 40, issues like body image and meal support, as well as support for parents, partners and loved ones. Over the next 12 months, the network will highlight its anniversary on its website and social media channels, providing information on eating disorders, giveaways, and sharing stories of recovery. Related. Demand for eating disorders support soars during pandemic. The network says about 1 million Canadians have been diagnosed with an eating disorder, such as anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder, avoidance restrictive food intake disorder, and otherwise specified feeding and eating disorder. Eating disorders can often happen along with mental illnesses such as anxiety, depression or other mood disorders, and at least 50% of those afflicted have a dual diagnosis of substance abuse or other addiction. Moira McAllister, founder and network board member, thanked all those who have believed in the network. I am grateful to each individual who has contributed to the creation and the continuation of EDSNA, from the initial kitchen table meetings to the established and successful organization it has become, McAllister said in a statement. Services provided by the nonprofit are low cost to reduce barriers to support, knowing that private care can be cost prohibitive, and the demand for public services. People can access the network wherever they are their recovery journey and do not need a diagnosis. For more information, visit edsna.ca. Zelinsky at readieradvocate.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.